Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Thurzer, I've reserved a special carriage on the train. Your whole bed will be lifted into it so that you can go up to London without ever having to move.
Even if you never do aught else for me, Doctor, I'll never forget how kind you've been and what a change you've made in life for me.
You just wait till I've finished. I haven't started yet. As soon as you get to London, I'm going to have you taken to a private nursing home. And then we'll get the best specialist in England to have a look at you.
Won't you be looking after me?
Of course I will, but I'll need help. There are plenty of things that I don't know.
I'd rather have you than anybody else, no matter how much they know.
You wait till Sir Humphrey sees you. You'll like him. He operated on the little Duke of Cumberland after he was thrown off his horse. They thought he'd never walk again, but a little while ago, I saw him playing football.
True? Be that true?
As true as you're going to get up off that bed of yours and walk across the room to me inside 6 months.
Aye, it do seem too wonderful to even think about. And me thinking I'd be lying here, stuck in this little room for the rest of me days.
Instead of which you're going up to London, and you're going to start life all over again. Oh, what's this? Not tears?
Oh, why should you do all this for me?
Will you do something for me?
Anything. Anything in all the world.
Well, get well and strong. Nothing you can ever do will mean so much to me as that. Will you promise?
I promise.
Come along, then. Put your arms around my neck. I'm going to carry you out of the carriage, outside, and then they'll come and get your bed and take it down to the station. Are you ready?
Aye, that I be.
Hold hard, then. Don't be afraid. I'll not let you fall.
I'd not be afeard of anything with you.
How's my patient today?
Much the same, Doctor. Sir Humphrey's just having a look at her now. Would you care to go along?
No, I'll see him after he's finished. Has she been out in the garden today?
Yes, she had about 3 hours in the sun.
Make any attempt to walk?
Two of the nurses supported her.
But no success by herself?
None at all.
Strange. Ah, here's Sir Humphrey. I'll see what he has to say.
Oh, there you are, Jekyll. I got here a little early. Hope you don't mind my going ahead and seeing Miss Cole.
Not at all. I'm glad I wasn't there in a way. I'm anxious to hear what you think.
Well, to be quite frank, I'm a little at a loss. There's no reason at all why she shouldn't have begun to use her legs ages ago. After all, there was no fracture, just a severe dislocation of the spine. And once we get that right...
Yes, I know.
Of course, there was a certain amount of atrophy of the muscles from this use. If only that fellow down in... where was it he lived?
Bodmin?
That's right, Bodmin. Well, if he'd had the sense to really find out what was the matter with her, she'd have been on her feet years ago.
So, what are we going to do?
Oh, just persevere. She's got an idea. She's going to fall. Now, if we could only get her walking without thinking about it...
You think she'd be all right?
Oh, of course she would. Physically, there's not a thing the matter.
All right. I think I've got an idea. Would you care to stay for a while and see?
See what?
If we can get her to walk without thinking of it.
Oh, how are you going to do that?
That's my secret. Is she back in her room?
Yes. They brought her inside to let me examine her.
Good. Well, let's go and see what we can do.
By the way, I was reading an article of yours in an old science magazine. Ever do any chemical research these days?
Now, Thurza, I want you to walk across this room.
Oh, I'll fall. I know I'll fall.
Oh, not you. I got Sir Humphrey to come along specially to tell you that there's not a thing the matter with you.
Then why can't I move my legs?
You only think you can't.
Am I as daft as all that?
You're not daft at all. You're just frightened.
What about?
That you're going to fall. Now you're going to stand up and I'm going to take away those crutches like this.
Oh, no.
Now. You must trust me, Thurza. And when I tell you there's nothing the matter, I mean it. Don't you remember how you promised me you'd do anything in the world for me?
Aye, and I would, too.
Then you've got to let me take your crutches and try to stand on your feet by yourself. Now, will you do that much?
I'll try.
Good girl. Now we'll do it. Now, are you ready?
Aye.
First one. And then the other. Steady. Steady now. Further.
Steady
now. What's all the fuss about, Thurza?
Oh, where did you come from? Oh, Sam, be it really you?
I don't know who else should be hugging you and kissing you like this.
Why, I walked. I walked.
Of course you did. Didn't Dr. Jekyll tell you to?
Dr. Jekyll? Why, he's gone.
Why, so he has. And the other one, too. Can you beat that now? Perhaps they guessed we'd like to be alone.
Oh, how did you get here? Where did you come from, Sam?
I got in yesterday by boat all the way from South Africa.
And why did no one tell me you were coming back?
Oh, that was part of his plan for curing you. He knew that there had to be someone to take your mind off yourself so that you'd walk without thinking about it.
Oh, Sam, it's like a miracle to have you back and to find that I can walk.
Oh, Thurza, steady now. Hang on to me. Perhaps you'd better not be too flash with standing up at first.
Oh.
Let me pick you up and carry you back to your chair.
Nay, let me walk. He said that there were nothing wrong with me. I want to prove that he were right. He said I'd walk through Marston Bridge back to me own home and that I'd not lie in the dark no more. And see the face I had would hide.
He were right, lass. He were right. You'll walk through Marston Bridge to your own home, and I'll go with you till the day I die. Margaret, you of all people. Where did you come from?
I'm just up in London for a few days to do some shopping. I caught sight of you as you passed and, well, I ran after you, Henry.
I'm awfully glad you did. Come and sit down in this little park and tell me all about yourself. Where have you been all this time?
I went abroad for a while and then I came back and went down to stay with Sir Robert and Lady Fairley. That's where I am now.
You're not making your home there permanently.
What do you mean, Henry?
Do I have to say?
You mean John?
Yes, John.
I thought I'd steeled myself against hearing you say things like that. But they still hurt, I'm afraid.
Why? Because I want you to be happy.
That you can hope to hear me say I'm going to marry another man. Sometimes I wonder, did you ever love me at all?
Oh, Margaret.
I know. But if only you'd tell me why you won't marry me. If I had something positive to go on, it'd be easier. But you've given me nothing but hints and evasions.
Is it not enough, my dear, that I must renounce you forever? Must I also make you hate me before you'll consent to find happiness with someone else?
How can I do that? Could you?
You mean find happiness with someone else?
Yes. You and I grew together through the years, Henry. I never realized how close we were until I've been trying to forget you during the past 3 months.
You must forget. Don't you understand? You must.
I can't. That's what I came up to London for. Oh, I pretended I wanted to do some shopping. That wasn't so. I came to see you. I had to see you.
But you mustn't. You mustn't. You don't understand. You don't know what you're saying.
I know there'll never be anybody else for me. No matter what you've done, or what you are.
Oh, Margaret. Margaret, if you could only understand. You don't understand.
I know I don't. I'll never understand what it is that came over you. Why you suddenly changed when my father was...
Don't say it.
Henry.
Don't say it.
Don't look like that. You haven't still got that terrible thought that you were responsible for what happened?
I had allowed myself to forget. To forget for a little while. I'm glad that you reminded me.
Oh, Henry, what do you mean? What is this mad obsession that you've got? I was talking to Hugh Lanyon. He was telling me that you're trying to find all the people that Hyde has injured and to put things right for them.
Hugh had no right.
You had every right. He's your friend and I'm the woman you love. Can't we know the secrets of your life?
No. Never. No one shall ever know that.
Henry. My darling. Why do you shut me out? You look so haggard and so worn. Oh, and it's all so needless.
Why must you torture me? Haven't I told you that there could be nothing more between us?
But why? Why?
Because I no longer love you.
What? What did you say? Henry, it's not true. Not that. Oh, anything but that.
What else can it be? I've tried to spare you, but you forced me to it.
You mean... There's someone else?
Yes. There's someone else.
Oh, no! No! I'm sorry. I should have understood before. It was stupid of me. I'll go now. No, don't bother to get up. I'll just walk down that path and out through the gate. It's best to do it that way. Goodbye. I hope that you'll be very happy.